Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today is May 29, 2026, and the theme is scale becoming explicit. Model scale, capital scale, governance scale, and infrastructure scale. Anthropic is the lead story. The company launched Claude Opus 4.8, its most capable generally available model to date. The release focuses on agentic coding, professional knowledge work, honesty, tool use, and long-running autonomous tasks. For developers, the details matter. A 1 million token context window on major platforms, adaptive thinking, mid-conversation system messages, fast mode and research preview on the Claude API, and a lower prompt hash minimum. Opus 4.8 is also a coding agent story. Anthropic says it is less likely than its predecessor to let flaws in its own code pass unremarked, and Claude Code is adding dynamic workflows in research preview. That lets Claude plan bigger jobs, run hundreds of parallel subagents in a single session, verify outputs, and carry codebase scale migrations from kickoff to merge. GitHub also made Claude Opus 4.8 generally available in GitHub Copilot for Pro Plus, business, and enterprise users. That means Opus 4.8 is immediately available across everyday developer surfaces like VS Code, Visual Studio, Copilot CLI, the Copilot Cloud Agent, GitHub, Calm, JetBrains, Xcode, and Eclipse. Anthropic also announced a $65 billion Series H round at a $965 billion post-money valuation. Anthropic says the funding supports growing demand for Claude, Claude Code, and Cowork. The size of the round is a reminder that frontier AI is now industrial platform competition. The winners need models, infrastructure, developer tools, enterprise distribution, safety work, and customer support at massive scale. OpenAI added the public trust story with its 2026 election safeguards. The company is combining authoritative voting information, live vote counts from the Associated Press in the US and Brazil, Democracy Works voting logistics, cyber defense support for election infrastructure, misuse monitoring, political bias evaluation, and provenance tooling. The lesson is not election specific. High-stakes AI needs layered controls. GitHub is making agent governance more concrete. Its latest Copilot updates include memory controls for deletion, scope, and Copilot CLI, plus organization-level model rules. This matters even more now that Opus 4.8 is rolling into Copilot. Memory and model choice are policy surfaces. Enterprises need to decide what assistants can remember, where memory applies, and which models are allowed for which work. NVIDIA and Dell continue to define the enterprise AI factory. Their message is that autonomous agents are full-stack workloads. Agents retrieve context, query databases, run code, use sandboxes, retry failures, and create artifacts that need review. That stresses CPUs, memory, storage, networking, databases, observability, and security, not just GPUs. Google is pushing the developer API in the same direction with Gemini API managed agents. These agents can reason, use tools, execute code in isolated Linux environments, and preserve files and state across multi-turn tasks. That means developers need to evaluate the whole session: file system access, network boundaries, tool permissions, persistence, cost, and approval gates. DeepMind, NIST, and the European Union add the evaluation layer. DeepMind is working on multimodal and multilingual safety benchmarks in Singapore. NIST CAISI is publishing model evaluations. The EU's General Purpose AI Code of Practice sets a practical path for transparency, copyright, safety, and security obligations. Evaluation evidence is becoming part of deployment, procurement, and compliance. The takeaway for builders is direct. Strong models are necessary, but not enough. Build the control plane: source of truth retrieval, memory policy, tool permissions, sandboxing, audit logs, cost budgets, evaluation suites, incident response, and provenance records. Time for a quick quiz lightning round. Question 1. What is the main significance of Anthropic's Claude Opus 4.8 launch? It raises the bar for long-running agentic coding, tool use, and high-autonomy professional work. B. It removes the need for prompt and tool call regression tests. C. It is only a consumer chatbot redesign. D. It disables long context workflows. Answer: A. Opus 4.8 targets coding agents, long context work, better tool triggering, adaptive thinking, and more reliable behavior across extended tasks. Question 2. Why is OpenAI's 2026 election safeguards post useful for builders outside politics? It provides a reusable layered integrity pattern for high-stakes domains. B. It shows one mitigation is always enough. C. It argues against using authoritative sources. D. It removes the need for abuse monitoring. Answer: A. Authoritative retrieval, provenance, security support, abuse monitoring, and evaluation are useful patterns for healthcare, finance, legal, and other sensitive workflows. Question 3. What governance issue is highlighted by GitHub's Copilot memory controls? A. Agent memory should have scope, deletion, retention, review, and audit semantics. B. Agent memory should be invisible and impossible to delete. C. Memory is unrelated to privacy or compliance. D. All organizations should share one global memory store. Answer: A. Memory can store sensitive context and assumptions, so users and administrators need visibility and control. Question 4. What does Google's Gemini API managed agents pattern change for developers? It shifts evaluation from a single model response to an entire task session with tools, files, state, and code execution. B. It eliminates the need for sandboxing. C. It means agents should have unrestricted production access. D. It makes audit logs unnecessary. Answer: A. Managed agents behave like temporary workers, so teams must evaluate session security, resource use, persistence, and approval boundaries. Question 5. Why are DeepMind, NIST, and EU evaluation efforts important for AI deployment? They show evaluation evidence is moving into procurement, compliance, and deployment decisions. B. They prove generic benchmark tables are always sufficient. C. They apply only to research labs. D. They make product-specific testing optional. Answer: A. Real deployments need evidence matched to language, modality, tool access, security risk, data sensitivity, and workflow consequences. That's the CodeMingle AI briefing for today.